Neighborhood news right here from Block Club Chicago. It's Seamus Toomey reporting. And let's start, Seamus, with the Steppenwolf Theater Company. Big new addition, huh?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, in the Lincoln Park neighborhood, the Steppenwolf Theater unveiled yesterday a $54 million addition, and it's really an eye-popping new addition to the Lincoln Park neighborhood. It's sort of a soaring modern building right next to its current theater, and it has a bunch of different new things. I would say that the highlight for the public would be there's a brand new theater inside of it. Obviously, it's a really small 400 seat theater. They say no one in the theater will be more than 20 feet from the stage at all times. It's a theater in the round. But there's some new bars inside there. There's educational space, place called the Loft, and really just tons of more room for not just for the productions and for the patrons that go to it, but also for the community and for kids in the neighborhood and for lots of different things. So Steppenwolf is excited. They're getting ready to start welcoming people back in for live performances. This brand new theater in the round will kick off in February with a production of adaptation of Eve Ewing's 1919. So lots of things going on for Steppenwolf.
Good news. On the south side, in the Pilsen neighborhood, well, this is very sad about that corner store owner. Tell us about her, Seamus.
Yeah, absolutely. This is meant as a tribute for Hermila Alvarez. She ran the Pilsen corner store at 1858 South Allport, called Los Cuatro Hermanos, the Four Brothers. She ran it for 44 years. She opened it herself as a single mother, and she really became, as customers and her kids have told us, she really became sort of the mother of the neighborhood or the grandmother of the neighborhood. She provided food to single moms who couldn't afford it. She wrote letters to inmates. She took care of people, and that was really her thing. She was there, like I said, 44 years. She worked 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., 365 days a year. She passed away from cancer October 25th at age 81. And, her family and her friends and her customers, they all just wanted to remember her as just someone that really was part of the community, part of someone that really made Pilsen neighborhood on the south side really what it is.
Definitely worth remembering. And finally, we have the story about Illinois' winningest high school hoops coach. Love this.
Right. Yeah, this is great. Another tribute, but luckily Dorothy Gators is still around. She's just stepping back from her role as the head women's basketball coach at Marshall High School in East Garfield Park. Dorothy Gators is one of those names, just a legend in Chicago. She coached for over 45 years. She got the job when she was just 24. Went on to coach 10 state championships, 1,153 wins. She coached five future WNBA players. And also, just sort of a mom, just to summon an icon for these young women to know, and the young men at the school as well, just to be in her presence. She's just one of those Hall of Fame legends. She's stepping back as the coach, but she's also going to remain on as the athletic director at Marshall. So she's still there. She's still working, getting kids come by and see all the trophies and get to rub elbows with a great one. So congrats on your retirement, Dorothy Gators, and congratulations on a lifetime of success.
Good for her. More at blockclubchicago.org. And congratulations to you folks, Seamus, as Robert Feeder writes on his blog today. More well-deserved honors this week for Block Club Chicago, the reader-funded nonprofit newsroom that covers the city's neighborhoods like nobody's business. So you were named Best Online News Source by Editor and Publisher, right?
Yes, thanks, Bobby. I appreciate it. Yes, editor and publisher gave us that honor just on Monday morning. It was a national or international competition as well, so we were quite proud. We started as just a small newsroom, and we're still growing. But you know, it's the readers who come to us every day at blockclubchicago.org that support us with subscriptions or donations. It's the folks who listen to your show and come to our site and read it. And all we're trying to do is just tell great neighborhood stories about Chicago, because there's so many out there, and we need people out there telling the all the news about Chicago to show the world what a great city it is.
Well, congrats to you, and I know now you're busy trying to figure out who gets to drive those 10 Maseratis that come with that prize. So we'll let you figure out who on the staff will enjoy those automobiles, Seamus.
And where to park them too. I mean, that's another big problem. So, you know, thanks, Bob. We'll figure it out. I just want one. You know, maybe that blue one.
It's a good fantasy. Thanks. Have a good one. Seamus Toomey, Block Club Chicago.